We all need comfort in our lives. The embrace of a loved one or watching a child at play provides warmth and satisfaction for many. As Weekend Edition food essayist Bonnie Wolf observes, for others, a burger and fries does the trick.
You don't need the National Institutes of Health to tell you that a plate of mac and cheese is good for you. Ditto mashed potatoes, hot chocolate, chicken soup, and meatloaf. When the going gets tough, the tough order oatmeal or rice pudding. They made us feel safe as children, and they still make us feel safe as grown-ups. So it's no surprise that after 9/11, restaurant kitchens reported they were serving up more bowls of stewed chicken and chocolate pudding than ever before. And in home kitchens, there was a revival of potato mashing and pancake flipping. Comfort food is nothing new. Cavemen reportedly knew all about it. Anthropologists tell us that our predecessors would chow down on high-calorie, fatty foods because some brainwave told them to grab a leg of deep-fried Tyrannosaurus rex whenever possible to store up fat for leaner times. And the stress-age Homo sapiens of 2005 has not evolved much from Stone Age man. University of California physiologists say nervous tension causes the adrenal glands to release so-called stress hormones. Lab rats respond by seeking pleasure, including eating high-energy food. For rodents, this is usually sucrose or lard. For humans, it's more likely a pint of Cherry Garcia. Indulgence tells the brain to relax. A University of Illinois study found that men find comfort in the foods their mothers made for them, mashed potatoes, pasta, meat, and soup. The study says that women, and I quote, are not generally accustomed to having hot food prepared for them, so they look to less labor-intensive sweets for comfort. Ice cream is gender-neutral. When stressed out, we all scream for ice cream. Then, of course, there are Dr. Atkins' carbs, or what we used to call starch. Everything involving the potato, for example, is comforting. French fries are a favorite, particularly of the college-aged. Apparently, comfort food and hangover food share the appeal of grease. For me, comfort often comes more from making food than from actually eating. It's the process. Wiping off the countertops, taking things out of the cupboard, chopping, mixing, and filling the house with good smells. Find a little comfort in the kitchen, the best place to be in times of stress, and everything's right with the world. Just don't turn on the news.
Bonnie Wolf is writing a book of food essays to be published by St. Martin's Press.